Hey guys, what's happening? Welcome to the 5 Minute Sports Podcast, where I, Karan Tharwani, give you the top sports stories of the day. So the Premier League was back earlier this weekend, and I couldn't have been happier, especially when you look at the score lines. So it started off on Friday night with Arsenal versus Leicester City, and wow, wasn't that a must watch for the neutrals. It ended Arsenal 4, Leicester 3. The starting 10 minutes gave us two goals, Arsenal and Leicester scoring a goal each. Leicester took the lead twice before they were pegged back by Arsenal, and Arsenal eventually went on to win the game. Then was the early kickoff on Saturday, Watford versus Liverpool. Watford looked like they were about to win, then looked like they were going to lose, and then right at the end, Watford equalized. The game ended 3-3. Then was Chelsea versus Burnley, and this was a huge shock. Chelsea lost 2-3 and went down to 9 men, with Fabregas getting sent off in the second half, and way earlier in the first half, it was Cahill who got sent off. Both straight reds. Morata got a goal for Chelsea, which would be the only positive Chelsea can take out from the game. But other than that, it will be quite concerning for Antonio Conte, I'm sure. Then the other 3 p.m. games were Palace versus Huddersfield, and this was also another shock, as Palace were playing at home and Huddersfield just mowed them down. Huddersfield won 3-0. The other game was Everton versus Stoke, which Everton won 1-0. And finally, round off 3 p.m. games. No, sorry, there are two more. Southampton versus Swansea ended goalless. And finally, to round off the 3 p.m. games, it was West Brom who beat Bournemouth 1-0. Late game on Saturday saw Brighton take on Man City at home. And Brighton did quite well in the first half to keep City out. But then City came strong in the second half. And goals from Aguero and an own goal ensured that City would endure a comfortable win. Then on Sunday, which was today, it was Newcastle versus Tottenham. It looked like Newcastle would hold on for the draw as they were defending really well. But then, a really stupid challenge by John Joe Shelby, who was the skipper of the side in the evening, gave him a straight red. So Shelby wanted to get on with the game and Ali had the ball in his hand. Shelby couldn't take it, and he casually stamped Ali, and the referee saw, who was standing right there, couldn't have been much closer, and gave Shelby his marching orders. It did turn out to be a comfortable evening for Tottenham after that, with goals coming from Ali and left back Ben Davis, who's also scored in consecutive games for Tottenham. In the final game on Sunday, it was Manchester United against West Ham United. And this turned out to be a very comfortable win for Manchester United. Lukaku scored the first two goals. Substitute Martial scored the third. And Pogba scored the fourth and final goal. So that does it for the Premier League fixtures of the opening weekend. And at least I wasn't disappointed. Moving on. It was the second day between Sri Lanka versus India today in the third and final test match. So India got all out for 487 with Pandya getting a century. And then Sri Lanka, they just batted for a few hours before they were bowled out for just 135. Another embarrassing batting performance. Just nowhere to hide. Shami got two wickets. Pandya picked up one wicket. Kuldeep Yadav, who was called in for Ravindra Jadeja, picked up 4 wickets and Ravi Ashwin got 2 wickets. India chose to enforce the follow-on and Sri Lanka in their second innings were 19 for 1 at stumps after 13 overs, which gives you a clear indication that they are of course playing for a draw. Sri Lanka, however, still trailed by 333 runs. So it looks highly unlikely that they are going to save this test match, and it looks like a whitewash. So I've still got a few seconds. Let's discuss Rogers Cup. The finals are just starting right now. It's about to get underway. And it's Roger Federer against Alexander Zverev. Federer did pretty well throughout the week. He started off by beating Polanski, then David Ferrer, Robert Bautista Agut, Robin Haas, which was yesterday, and today he's playing Zverev. Moving on to Zverev, he beat Gasquet, Kyrgios, Kevin Anderson, Denis Shapovalov, which was yesterday in the semi-finals. Shapovalov had also beaten Rafa just day before yesterday. So that was, I think, the result of the tournament. Shapovalov is just 18, and I am already in awe of his display. Just unbelievable for an 18-year-old. Anyways, the score right now in the first set is Zverev leading 1-0. And in the second game, Roger Federer is serving, and it is currently on deuce. That's all that's there for today, guys. Thanks for tuning in, and see you all tomorrow. Yalla, bye.